Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. You pay as much attention to that as I do, okay?
Good evening.
Lord be with you, Brother James.
I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to see all of you. This good congregation. You could probably count on your fingers from here to Danville the Old Baptist churches that are meeting at night.
Right. Absolutely.
So I'm encouraged by this.
Glad to have you.
Yeah, and I'm glad to be here. And I pray the Lord's blessing on us. I hope that when we leave, we can say, Lord, you know it's been good to be in thy house.
Amen.
Lord, help us to and remind us that the Lord's house is a refuge.
Yes.
It's a hiding place. Lord, help us to feel it. You know, I was listening to one of Brother Gary's sermons on, I think, Psalm 84 the other day, and I thought I heard Brother Gary mention a man when he prayed, said, I love you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Now, I could have dreamed that.
I mentioned that.
My mind has jumped around, children of God, but I come here today asking the Lord to bless me to preach.
Yes. God,
yeah. I'm certainly could come up with some entertainment for you. Gary could have done that if he didn't have no preaching, but that's not the reason I'm here.
No.
So it would be a miracle from God, as I repeat.
Amen.
If I'm able to preach.
That's right.
And another miracle.
Amen.
If the Lord will allow you to lay aside the vain and perishable things of this world.
Right. Lord, be with us.
Where do we start? You know, the Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians, I'm going to Genesis chapter 29, I think.
Okay.
But the Apostle Paul said this in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15. And in this confidence I was minded to come unto you before, that you might have a second benefit. Children of God, if there's anything on my mind tonight be worth talking about, it's this.
Amen.
Not only did the God of heaven save us for heaven and immortal glory, not only were we sing the praises in a perfect world, not only one day that we'll realize that all that we've doubted about.
Right.
It's true.
Amen. That's
it's
right.
True. It's true.
That's right. Amen.
I now can see.
Amen.
Listen, children of God, it's a second benefit.
Yeah.
That we most times take for granted.
Amen.
A benefit for us. A benefit for the children of God in this world. And especially if the Lord has revealed this unto you.
Right.
Jesus says in the popular John 17, and this is life eternal, that they may know thee.
Right. Amen.
The only true and living God whom thou hast sent.
Yes.
I could tell you about my dear mother for 5 hours and you still wouldn't know her like I know her.
Right.
The thing that would be missing from her to you is that felt love.
Right.
That you cannot produce.
No.
I don't care how much I tell you about her. You cannot love her like I did.
No.
And to walk with Jesus.
Yeah.
Is a daily walk. And it's an exercise of discipleship. Nothing will rob the joy of Jesus as he sits on his Father's right hand. And all of his people will be gathered home in heaven in the morning glory. Yeah. Nothing can hinder that.
Nothing.
But I read in the book of Revelation where one of the John writes to one of the church, let no man steal thy crown.
Yeah.
Children of God, I reigned and ruled all the way up here.
Yeah.
As I sat in that traffic, I was reigning and ruling, singing, thinking about you all.
Yeah.
Thinking about how much I love you. Thinking about how much I wanted to see you.
Amen. Amen.
And Lord, just let me get to the old house of prayer. Yes. Because not only is heaven and immortal glory there that we cannot describe, but oh, there's a great benefit that sometimes don't partake of. There's a second benefit.
Oh, it is.
The Apostle Paul saw that. Jesus says that thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he shall give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him.
Amen.
Then he turns those words around and says, and this is life eternal.
Yeah.
That's what's abiding in you right now, children of God. Well, how do I know that? Do you love? You have life eternal abiding in you. That will never die.
Amen.
But you know what? You can know him right here.
Amen.
He says in John 13 and John 14, this is a new commandment.
Right.
That you love one another.
Right.
Be kind to one another. Be gentle to one another. Then he says this. If you love me, keep my commandments.
Amen. It's a walk.
Lord have mercy. What am I going to do with this?
Yeah.
Genesis 29, I think, is where my mind has went about Jacob, Leah, and Rachel.
Okay.
It was on my mind this morning. It's still on my mind tonight. I pray this is of the Lord.
Amen.
I pray we can see this great story here, and it's a simple story of Jacob working for Rachel. Why would he do that? Why would he labor all those years? You had Leah. Look, what's wrong with Leah? You know, sometimes, children of God, we treat the church the same way.
Yeah.
One is as good as another. You know, we can go over here or go over yonder. What difference does it make? You don't have a shining building. It ain't many of you. So what's wrong with this? Oh, but Jacob felt something for Rachel that made him yearn for her. He loved her.
Amen.
He felt the love for her. Listen, children of God, I pray that the Lord will bless us. And if not, I'll sit down and I'm glad to see you. And it's worth the trip already. Genesis chapter 29, verse 15, we'll start. Please pray for me.
Amen.
Because I do love you.
Praise
and
God.
I come for that reason and no other reason.
Amen.
I had a great desire at Robinson River just to come. Then I think, you know, that's just of me.
Yeah.
But then my desire was swelling up again. And Brother Gary didn't know it when he called. He called at just the right time. And Laban said unto Jacob, because this is when Jacob will get his wife. But I just want to get a small portion of it. Laban said unto Jacob, because thou art my brother, shouldest thou for serve me for naught? Tell me, what shall thy wages be? And Laban had two daughters. The name of the eldest was Leah. The name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. And Jacob loved Rachel. And said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. And Laban said, it is better that I give her to thee than I should give her to another man. Abide with me.
Right.
And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel.
Yes.
And they seemed to him but just a few days. For the love that he had for her. Children of God, listen. I was trying to preach about this morning. And if anything has ever jumped out at me and scared me plumb to death, it was this. I saw an example here that I had never seen or heard preached before. I saw myself as many times in my 40 years in the church that Leah was enough for me. And that I didn't love Rachel as I should. I'm going to explain that. What I'm saying is, I had a form of godliness.
Right.
I had walked and I looked like a child of God. Heaven was still my home.
Right.
I attended every Sunday morning. I sat on the bench. My family was with me. But oh, listen, children of God, my mind was somewhere else.
Yeah.
Leah was good enough for me.
Right.
I don't want this extra. What do you mean we're having weekend meetings? What do you mean we need to go visit? Leah is okay with me. But no, Jacob loved Rachel. He told Laban, I'll work for her. Listen, he had a love for this woman and I'll give myself for her. Jesus says, if you love me,
Amen.
Keep my commandments.
Amen.
Not if you like me.
Right.
Oh, I've liked the Lord too much. I've liked him from afar off. But I have learned to love Him and to walk with Him. Listen, children of God, and there's a great benefit of feeling His love around you.
Amen.
Jacob is telling us here, listen, Laban, I'll work. Listen, well, Leah is the eldest. This is the order of the Jews. What's wrong with Leah in my way of thinking? But oh, listen, Jacob had a yearning inside for this woman, Rachel. And that's where we should be when we're married to the church. Listen, children of God, you'll be better husbands if you love your wife. And you'll be a better husband, as the Apostle Paul told the church at Ephesus, that no man would harm his own body. And that you love your wife as you love your own body. And not just like one another, but love one another. I've got to do a wedding in September. And I talked to the couple. And the couple, I may have mentioned this before. I'm getting old. I'll go over and over again. But I asked them some things. And all, they just love one another to death. I said, listen, children of God, you don't know what love is yet. You've got to do some working. You've got to be married at least 40 years before you know what love is. But I'm telling you, it's a good thing to like one another before you get married. But they looked at me kind of strange. But I said, I'm glad that you love each other now, but you'll learn to love each other better. Listen, children of God, the prodigal son felt something there from me in Luke chapter 15. He felt something that he didn't deserve. Give me what I deserve, Father. Give me all of my inheritance and give it to me now. I've got it all figured out. And he got something there, children of God, that he didn't deserve. He didn't deserve this. But see, his father has something stored up in his heart for his son that his son had no idea until he come back. You know, his son probably thought, you know, when he come to himself, I'm going home to my father. It's better than this. You ever been out in the world and thought, well, listen, I'll go home to my father. We see there the father does a wonderful thing. He didn't go and partake of his son's sin, but he kept his house in order. Well, how do you know that? He had a gown, he had a ring, and he had a fatted calf. So his father done what was right. He didn't chase his son in the sin, but he was there keeping the lights on. And all, when the son come back, children of God, he felt something he had no idea he would feel. He says, listen, it's better for me there than here. I'm just going back, he probably thought. And he thought, you know what? My daddy's going to probably say, okay, I told you so. Okay, come on in. The other son, take him to the back room. Listen, he don't deserve. I told you that you was wrong. But no, he didn't feel that. He felt something there that was swelling up in the father's heart. And that's the love that we should feel for the church. That's the love we should feel with Jesus, for Jesus. And you cannot feel this if you don't walk with Him.
Amen.
Well, how do you walk with Him? You read about Him. You
Amen.
Pray about Him.
Amen.
You tell each other about Him.
Amen.
You call each other.
Amen.
You pray to Him in whatever situation. If you're an hour early and stuck on the road in traffic, talk to Him. If you're on your job, talk to Him and you'll know Him. Because, children of God, I've said this over and over.
Yeah.
To know your mother and father is a wonderful privilege.
Yes, it is.
To feel that love. And many child would give $1 million. Who is my mom and daddy? I know their name. Oh, I wish I'd have known them.
Right.
That's what Jacob is telling us here. Leah. Oh, she bears him sons too. But he loved Rachel. Listen, the father loved the prodigal son. He said, oh, look at him. There he comes. Look at him. Get the fatted calf.
Amen.
Get the robe. Get the ring. My son that was lost is found. He was dead, but now he was alive. It was a love, an inward love that, listen, only the Lord can provide to His people. And we can feel that, children of God. That's what John 17, the Lord is praying for us there. He said, this is life eternal, that they may know Thee. I sat with a good preacher he was Baptist, but I don't think it's been one kind of Baptist, but he was a good man. Sat with him all day in Charlottesville waiting on my brother to be operated on. And he was a good man. I could tell his eyes would swell up with tears when I told him the original Baptist church's practice and the way that our heritage went all the way back to John the Baptist. And we just talked about general stuff. And I could just see the love in his heart. But I'm thinking to myself, Lord, if you don't reveal it to him, I can't tell it to him. And I just wanted him to see more than just a historical Jesus. I just wanted him as he told me about all the degrees that he had, and he was well spoken, and I admired him for that. But I said, I wanted to say, listen, dear brother, while you was learning all the business of the church, you should have been learning this about Jesus, about how he was come here and how he was kind to the sinners, how he loved the unlovable people, how he died for him and showed mercy on an unlovable people, just like the prodigal son thought. I know there's not hope, much hope for me, but I'm going back to my father. And oh, he felt love there that he never thought he would ever feel. That was love, and that's the way that we feel when the Lord reveals himself to us. Listen, Jacob is there saying, Laban is saying, here's Leah. Listen, Leah's not good enough. We as old Baptists have been satisfied with Leah long enough. And what do you mean? I'm talking about we need to get, our forefathers were way more diligent than we are. Our forefathers read more, they studied more, they prayed more, they went more. Leah won't good enough for them. A type of the church won't good enough for them. Old Baptist name won't good enough for them. Just thinking about going to a meeting won't good enough for them. They wanted to see Rachel. They wanted to feel the love. They wanted to feel the singing. They wanted to see the old saints of God come in on wheelchairs and hear the old preacher preach. They wanted Rachel, children of God. And listen, I hope this is making sense. We have been satisfied too long with Leah. Listen, Leah was a wonderful lady in the Bible. I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying, our love should be for Jesus and him alone. And he says, if you love me, you follow me.
Amen.
He didn't ask his disciples, do you want to follow me?
No, he didn't.
Follow me. He told Peter, this ain't going to be an easy walk. Listen, Peter, this ain't going to be easy, but you follow me. You know what? I don't understand about Jesus. Listen, children of God. I'll tell you like the old blind man said. You know, the old blind man didn't understand a whole lot of things, but he understood this. I was once blind, and now I see. You know what? I drove a car 250 miles this afternoon. I have no idea how the engine works. I don't even have to have a key. I just push a button, and it got me up here. You don't have to understand every detail of the letter to know the love that your mother has shown you, the love that swells up in your heart is not of this world. And you just remember, if it wasn't for Jesus and his mercy and the sacrifice of his own body, that you wouldn't feel that love. It'd be no hope for you if you don't believe it. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We're just like, it's over when we're dead in the grave. It's just all over. Listen, children of God, it's much more of the Christian walk to that. But I'm afraid, Brother Gary, that's too many years Leah was good enough for me. Well, I'm here. All right, what time are we going to eat? Oh man, I'll be glad when it gets finished. We've all got a story. I've been right there. I've been in the church 40 years, children of God. But I'm telling you, the closer I walk to the Lord, and the more I've been trying to preach for 14 years, I've saw the Lord more in 14 years than I've ever seen him. Listen, he's talked to me, not audibly. Oh, absolutely not. I had a guy tell me, the Lord talked to me the other night and told me to do this. I said, it was probably that pizza you eat. Because if the Lord talked to you, you're the first. But the Lord don't talk to you anymore, but all he talks to your spirit.
Yes,
he leads, guides, directs us. And all listen, children of God, when you go, when you say, I don't want to drive 200 miles just to see one little sister, that's Rachel. That's showing love to his people. We've got preachers now that would give and be spit for the preaching of the gospel. They love the Lord with all of their mind, all of their heart. I'm telling you, children of God, so to go 500 miles just to see one little sister on a dying bed, that's the love of Rachel than just being satisfied with Leah. How you doing, sister? Or even text her. I hope you're doing good. Listen, Texas is a wonderful thing. You tell them, get up, Brother Gary, help me.
You all right? You all right?
What I want you to see is this.
Take your time.
Jacob. It was something swelling up. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Lord tells him, listen, your seed, you can't count them. You're the chosen seed. Listen. It was something swelling up in Jacob for Rachel. He ended up Laban bewitched him and gave him Leah. And Jacob said, you know, you've done something. I thought to myself, you ought to remember what you've done to Esau. Stole his birthright. Well, it happened to you. Laban done the same thing to you, Jacob. How does that feel? But I'm telling you, he worked hard. For 14 years. Am I right, Gary?
Yeah, right.
14 years. For what? Me and my wife's been married 42 years. Leah's not good enough. I tell these young children today, you wait for Rachel. Her name ain't Rachel. You wait and pray to the God of heaven to send you your wife or husband.
Amen.
You pray, Lord, help me to choose the right husband or
Amen.
Wife. Because you need Rachel. You need love. Because your money is just about to be gone. And maybe it'll turn around. Listen, this country may be gone. And I told this preacher that has 300 members. I said, let me ask you something, Brother Ryan. If we had a nuclear war in this country and all we had was caves to meet in, who do you think would come to the meeting then? When all the auxiliaries are gone, when all the entertainment is gone,
yeah.
When all the money preachers are gone, when all the intellect is gone, when Leah is gone, who would come? He said it would be a small core group that would still come to worship. I said, you're exactly right. And that's what I'm showing you. We need to think, oh, I love the Lord better than just, you know, it's just a thing to do. I'm just a historical old Baptist. No, we need to love the Lord, and to love Him, you need to pray to Him and think about Him and listen, children of God. You can feel Him. I'm telling you. You can't stand much of it. The little sister said, I just want to touch His garment. That's all I need. Listen, Peter thought he had it figured out. Peter was just as goofy as I am. Peter was a great man of God. Couldn't hear a thing to the chicken crowed, you know. We all got a story, but I'm telling you, Jacob is telling us here. We've been satisfied with Leah long enough. Gary, do you get it?
Yes, I got it. I agree.
Now, Leah looks like Rachel. She's a wife, handmaid. She bore him children. Oh, but Rachel. I tell the folks at Old Mill for 240 years, 43 or 4 years, we've been meeting in the same spot. That if we changed and chose Leah, children of God, what is it saying? Leah looks like the Lord's church. Leah returned the house of prayer as they did in the days of Jesus when He said, take these things away and drove them out of the outer courts of the temple. No, my Father's house is a house of prayer. And I said, if we turn this house of prayer into the house of man or entertainment or canned preaching or intellect, children of God, and there's certainly nothing wrong with intellect, but I'm telling you, if a man steps in the pulpit and what really, I told Brother Garrett, I'll tell y'all, what really touched my heart is when Brother Garrett said, thank you, Jamie, for telling me you're coming. So now I'm relieved not having to think about preaching Sunday. I'm thinking, Larry, listen, Gary, listen. I'm thinking, I told Gary, listen to this, Gary. And it just went all over me. Gary's smart enough to make up a story for 20 minutes. It's the same people. But see, your pastor's got a love for Rachel. He's got a love for preaching the truth. And his intent is to always take this as serious every time he steps into this pulpit. That's the way the men of God has got us to where we're at today. And that's the way the men of God has kept this truth for us, that we love Rachel and we're not satisfied with Leah, even though Leah sometimes is seemingly good enough for us. And I told the folks at Old Mill, listen, if we change the practice that the Lord has let down for us, wrote down for us, and become accustomed to Leah, in other words, a look-like house of prayer, one day before it's all over, some dear sister walk in with a cane that's been living away. This is just a story. We've had people in Old Mill Church that's been in the church for 80 years. Brother Hawker, which he died. She comes back. The church is full. Look at all these cars. Well, that's good. She heard something strange.
Right. Uncertainty.
She hears Laban saying, here's Leah. Leah was a good woman. What's Leah? The form of godliness. When we've taken the truth of God and turned it into a lie. When we've taken the Lord's church and built an empire for ourselves, for men and machines. Sister walks in, the place is full. She sees things there that she didn't see before.
Right.
I love the Lord's people everywhere, and I would not cause one, I would not take these lips and cause one no hard feelings. But I'm telling you something, I love Jesus more than I do anybody on this
Amen.
Earth. And He's told us what we need here.
Absolutely.
And if we think, you know what? The love of the old church, the love of the singing, the love of the baptizing place. Baptized little Annie. She's over in South Korea somewhere. She joined the church. You remember Annie, the little Hispanic-looking girl, and the house was full of people. We went to eat dinner, and somebody said, "Baptizing day, it ain't nothing like it." But when we turn the church into a place of playing. Church, the old sister says, "This ain't it. I don't hear the singing that I heard.
Right.
Singing from the heart.
Right. Amen.
Oh, I hear beautiful singing. I hear beautiful sounds. I hear every word spoken to the letter.
Right.
What's wrong with Leah?
Don't feel it. Cold.
I love Rachel.
I love Rachel.
Do you love her enough to work 7 years? Oh, yeah.
Seems like a little while.
Oh, yeah. He said it seemed just but a day. Just a few days he loved Leah so much. The Lord's house is the same way. I've had times in my life where I sat there thinking, all right. And then I've had times where the Lord would show me His mercy and allow me to forget myself.
Lord.
And the preacher would say, "Listen, I've been went over." And I'm thinking, it's 10 after 12? You get caught away in this love.
Amen.
It breaks down all the barriers. You're taken away to a higher place.
Amen. You feel His presence.
That's the love of the Lord Jesus
you
Christ.
The
old sister would leave there saying, "You've got a beautiful building and I love you.
Right.
But the Spirit of the Lord is not here and I'm going to find it. Because I need to feel this life eternal. I need to feel it when a man preaches Jesus. I don't mean get up here and yip, yap, and holler. And listen, whatever the spirit that moves on a man, I'm all for it. But I'm telling you, children of God, when I see a man tremble, I'm going to say this because Brother Richard's not here. You know, Brother Richard is so humble. He preached to me one day for 15 minutes. At when I first come up, he got up in the stand. I've said this before. He says, "You know what? I am so weak, and I need your prayers." He was trembling. Man had been preaching for years. See, Leah wasn't good enough for him. The spoken word, the intellect wasn't good enough for him. The entertainment wasn't good enough for him. No, he had to preach Jesus because he loves Jesus, and he can't figure this preaching out. But all his great desire is to tell the children of God that it's okay not to understand it all. It's okay not to understand the creation. Just believe it.
Amen.
Old blind man said, "I don't know a lot of things. I can't tell you about Jesus." "Well, didn't you believe before you got the miracle?" "No, he didn't." "Well, what happened to you?" "I've told you. Put mud on my eyes, now I see." "Well, get his mom and daddy. Ask them." The blind man said, "Listen, I don't know a lot, but I do know this. I was blind, but now I see." He felt and met a Jesus there that men and women on this earth are privileged when you felt His presence. Listen, you can't turn it on and off. I was having such a wonderful time this morning, I couldn't wait to get here. Closer I got, I said, "Lord, what happened?"
Yeah, I've been there.
"Lord, I had too many eyes in the way."
There you go.
"Lord, what happened?" "You get yourself out of the way."
"Yes."
"Love me. Follow me," he told his disciples.
"Trust me."
When men hate you, they hated me.
Yeah.
I want you to remember that.
That's what he said.
When they speak and terrible things about you, rejoice.
Right. Great is your reward.
I don't understand that. Just do it.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Trust.
I've had my say. And then I've done it the way Jesus says. And Lord, I sure did feel better. Love them that hate you.
Right.
Okay, I love you, John. Well, I hope he don't come back. That's me. See, that's Leah. That's a form of following Jesus. Look, I'm talking about myself.
Yeah, us too, brother.
But I'm telling you to follow Jesus. Jesus says, if you love me,
amen,
keep my commandments. That's the only way we can keep them. Oh yeah, Jamie, I reckon you think you're perfect. Ask my wife. We can't keep them. I told my son, Timothy, call me coming up here. I got it figured out, Timothy. I'm going to get up tomorrow and try to do better than I did today. I'm going to try to be kinder. I'm going to try to read more. I'm going to try to love my wife more. I'm going to try to be kinder to my church family. And I'm going to pray that the Lord will meet me more than he did yesterday.
Yeah.
And then the next day, I'm going to do it all over again. When I look back on what I did fail, I'm going to remember, like the blind man said, I don't know everything, you self-righteous Jews, but this is a wonderful thing. He hath healed my eyes, and you don't even know who he is. You're the church. You're the self-righteous Pharisees, and Jesus has touched me. He come here just for me. I do know that.
Yeah.
I do know he walked here just for me. I do know that. The Samaritan woman would say, I don't know a lot of things, but I do know this. He told me everything about myself. That's Jesus. And I met him on the way.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget him. Oh, children of God, listen. You know, in 1 Samuel, you see the same thing. We'll see how Canaan there had two wives, Penuel and Hannah. Oh, and when he gave out to his servants and to Penuel, I think her name was, he said he'd give Hannah a double portion. Why would you do that? Why would it be necessary? Because he loved Hannah. We need to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. I need to love the Lord better than I have in the past.
Amen.
And I'll bet you this, if I can do that better, I'll meet him more. I'm not saying some, whoa, what is this? No, no. I'm saying just, oh, Lord, thank you for forgiving me. Lord, thank you for me just feeling you just for a little while. Lord, thank you for having kindness on me to allow me to come into the house of prayer. Lord, thank you for allowing me to have a church to go to and a pastor. Lord, thank you, children of God. Listen, we sometimes think we need to know exactly how the engine works when all we need to do is hit the button. All I know is I was blind, but now I see. But Cana gave Hannah a double portion. Why? Because he loved her. Oh, if we could just realize how the Lord Jesus Christ, the walk with him. I've been there. Listen, children of God, I've done it. You're looking at a sinner that needs a lot of prayers. I pray, Lord, would help me to serve the church and to do what's good. I don't know a whole lot, but I do know this. I feel like right now that the Lord loves me. And I know that he loves you, but I feel like he's been good to me. And I feel like I need to remember the old story of Jacob, the scoundrel. You know the life of Jacob. I need to remember the life of the prodigal son that said, what is this I'm feeling? What do you mean, Dad? I don't deserve this. I'm the same son that spit in your face. Why would you give me the best? Love. He had love. Without that love, he would be just like us. Just like me. The Apostle Paul, when he was struck down the road to Damascus, felt love and kindness.
Yes, it did.
From a merciful God. You would have a hard time understanding that. You know, I heard some grandkids being talked about. You'd have a hard time understanding that. If you was Ananias and said, go lay your hand on him, Ananias. He's a chosen vessel unto me. You don't understand, Jesus. You don't understand, Lord. He took the children right out of my wife's arms. He consented to it. Paul didn't do it, but he consented. Listen, Lord, in my words. He was there when they stoned Stephen. What do you mean you want me to go lay hands on King Saul, which is the Apostle Paul? But oh, the Lord had a love for Saul that Paul didn't know about yet. And that's what made him great. And that's what he spent his life for. That's what he died for at Rome. That's what he was beheaded for. The love, children of God, that he has for his people. Oh, we've made him like a grandfather. We've made his church like a social hour. We've made the reading of his word insignificant. When the old Baptist has died for this. Listen, children of God, I'm trying to encourage you.
Yes.
I'm trying to encourage myself that we should remember what Jacob was telling us here. Leah is fine. I love you, Leah. Oh, I work for Rachel. Listen, Pastor, if y'all will have me, I'll try my best to serve the Lord. If you'll baptize me, I don't deserve it, but I'll try to do what's right. I'll work for Rachel. Because if we treat the old church like Leah, there'll be no benefit to it. Oh, it's not that it's precious. I think it is in Psalm 46, maybe. God is our refuge.
Right.
He's our help in the present time of trouble. Listen, children of God. Jacob is telling us here. I love Rachel. And oh, Laban, Leah's wonderful. I'll work for this one. We've got children of God that are working their way to heaven. Good children of God, that they, if the Lord revealed this to themselves, they would could feel that love. Oh, they would listen. Leah, what's wrong with Leah? Love me. The new commandment. Jesus says, all men will know you're my disciples. If you build a great big old building, nothing wrong with a nice building. If you'll shine the outside, nothing wrong with a nice building. If you'll dress up on Sunday morning, it's nothing wrong with putting on your best. If you do all of these good things, if you'll tell people, do you love Jesus? It's nothing wrong with that. But Jesus says, men will know you are my followers if you love one another.
Amen.
That's the difference. That will keep the old church here as it's been since 1770, for your children, for your grandchildren, to love and to learn the love that Jesus, the manifestation of it. Said he loved Rachel in those 7 years, just like a few days. You know, Stephen, I thought about that. I told Brother Gary. The thought popped into my mind the other day. Have the men just fell asleep. You know, we don't know a whole lot of things when we see our loved ones suffering. We don't know a lot of things when we see the young and old taken to the emergency room. Some come back home and some don't.
Right.
We don't know a whole lot of things when the dear ones are prayed for. When they're on the deathbeds. But we do know this. There's a love of God that's when it's in his people. And as they was murdering this man, Stephen. The scripture says he fell asleep.
Right.
No, they killed him. Well, I know they took his life. So I don't know a whole lot about death. But I've seen it in the face of the Lord's people. I don't know a whole lot about this car's engine. But I know I'd hit the button. And I read in here that those that are sleeping in Jesus.
Amen.
It's just like you laying in your bed and say, oh, this bed feels good. Listen, In the wintertime, my wood stove is way in the far end of the house. The bedroom is cool. I get up under them covers on a long, hard day, and I lay down in the bed. Oh, this bed feels good. You think about the day, you start praying a little bit, and you just, before you know it, you drift off to sleep. That's the way the saints of God are taken out of this world.
Amen.
You know, we don't have to know all about the resurrection. We don't have to know all about heaven. But that should give us comfort to know that the love of Jesus says, I'll comfort you myself.
Amen.
And when I think about my dear mother falling asleep, it's a lot better for me. When I think about my dear father falling asleep, it's a lot better. It's more benefit for me. When I think about my Lord and Savior that died for me, oh, it makes me happy. You know, I sometimes think, and I'll end with this. I'm sorry, Gary. That's all I got.
Oh, it's been good to you.
Quit trying to make up preaching because I wasn't very good at it. I've said this before. I want to leave this with you to drive home the point that I was trying to get to you. I love you, and I appreciate so much your kind attention. You're always so good to me. This has been one of my favorite spots the years I've been coming. So I do love you. We found some letters, I've said this before, that my father wrote when he was wounded in France in the 40s. I don't know when it was. They had such a love for this free nation. Ronald Reagan said it, every man in a speech fought that war like it was their own responsibility. They had a love of freedom, of religion. The old saints come from their old country and they got over here and were able to just meet together. Wonderful advantage. Nobody telling them what to do. In the old Swiss Alps and all, read your Baptist history. They were destroyed and yearned and here just to meet together. Hebrews tells us the same kind of people that met in dens and caves. It was a great privilege. So these men went off to war, taken out of the tobacco, corn fields, cotton fields, put on the ships, rushed over to France, Germany, for a love for just a country. Left their mothers, fathers. And at that time, my mother wasn't even married to my daddy. They left because of the love they had for this land. And laid down their lives willingly for this freedom. Oh, what a great example of a benefit of just land. The great benefit that the Lord's church is worth fighting for. It's worth being in your seat every time you have. I wish I was closer. I would love to have places to go. I'm helping two little churches in the afternoon where we live with no pastors. Lord, take my time away. That's what I desire. Lord, don't let me be a hindrance. But Lord, if I can help the Lord's people, show me they desire that. Freedom of religion. So after Mom and Daddy died, we found some letters that Daddy wrote Mama. And I saw a side of Daddy that I'd never seen before. He was born in 1919. Having some hard times during the Depression.
Good belief.
My cell phone won't work. Give me another one. That's me. My truck won't crank. Okay, I'll take the new car. I don't know if I want to eat this, this, or this.
Yeah.
We're so blessed.
Yeah, we are.
We're so blessed. But I'm thinking the more he blesses me, the more I'm satisfied with Leah. I hope you're getting, I hope I don't leave you and you say, Gary, what was he talking about?
No.
I'm talking about being satisfied with a form of worship.
Right.
With just being satisfied, keeping your seat on Sundays. That's wonderful. Your pastor will be glad for that. But it's much more we can learn here. We can learn to feel the closeness through preaching. We can learn to love one another. We can feel preaching from time to time. Daddy's love for my mama. We read about it. And I'll ask you this question. If the next door neighbor got one of those letters out of the mailbox and it was delivered to him by mistake, he would pick that letter up. I'm repeating now, so don't leave me. I'm repeating, but I want you to get this. I want to show you the love of Leah and the love of Rachel. The neighbor would pick it up and say, okay, that's Woodrow Hancock. I know him. He's a good man. Oh, okay, he's in France. Okay, he's in Patton's Third Army. That's wonderful. Oh, I'm sorry. That ain't addressed to me. He would have a lot of historical facts. He would have a lot of history, maybe, about my daddy. But he wouldn't feel what mama felt.
No.
And he takes it. This is just a story. Never happened that I know. Never happened. But the letters is what makes us think. Mama hid them away. So he takes the letter. Mama comes to the door. Miss Hancock, this was put in my mailbox by mistake. Okay, just a letter. Oh my goodness, it's from Woodrow. You see that? She feels she can relate to the love because she loved my daddy. And they fell in love at an early age. So she felt like Jacob fell toward Rachel. Even though this man may have saw just the historical Woodrow Hancock, Mama would have felt that love. And we can feel that following Jesus.
Amen.
But we can be children of God that choose Leah. Listen, you won't miss heaven. Well, that's not a right word. Miss means you might or might not be there. Heaven will still be your home. You're still a child of God. But you'll miss the love and the warmth of knowing the love of Rachel. Jacob said, I'll work for her. I love her, Laban. Yes, Leah. Yes, it's fine. But I love Rachel. May we continue to remember the love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Draw nigh to Him. Learn about Him more. Serve His people more. And we can feel that love from time to time. And when you do, it's going to help tremendously. You young folks here, I hope you heard. I hope you understand what I'm telling you. The love that your parents have for you, they didn't produce it. When you go out like I did and do things you shouldn't, they'll tell you, don't be doing that. They'll be hard on you, but they'll love you just the same.
Amen.
They've got an unconditional love from you. If they have to love you from a distance, I'm telling you. And the reason they do that is because they felt the love of Jesus and not satisfied with a self-willed love. I know I've been scattering. I love you and I thank the Lord for you. May the Lord bless you and keep you is my prayer.
Oh, that's a good thing.